Get a free pneumatic nailer when you buy a pallet of select Metabo HPT nails. And there's more. Save 10% on select shingles when you buy in bulk. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Get to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get a $300 instant gift, all with free and fast delivery. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Senate's not gotten to the 60-vote threshold to pass the border security bill, one negotiated by Republicans and Democrats earlier this year. It would have hired more border officers and judges, among other things. During a joint news conference with Kenya's leader, President Biden was asked about the International Criminal Court seeking arrest warrants for Israeli officials and the leaders of Hamas.
We don't recognize the jurisdiction of ICC, the way it's being exercised, And it's that simple. We don't think there's an equivalence between what Israel did and what Hamas did.
Two abortion-inducing drugs could soon be reclassified as controlled and dangerous substances in Louisiana under a first-of-its-kind bill that's gotten final approval by state lawmakers today. It's expected to be signed into law by the governor. The owner of unlicensed cannabis shops in New York, whose promotions included an Easter egg hunt, has been fined $15 million. This is ABC News. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. This week, the families of the 19 victims announced a settlement with the city. They will each receive $2 million.
Settlement does include demands that were very important to them. And among those, there's efforts to rebuild and repair the Uvalde Police Department. That includes fitness for duty standards for Uvalde police officers. As we know, they failed so much. There's also a commitment from the police department to provide proper training for current and future officers. But, you know, in addition to that, something that's very personal to them, they agreed to establish May 24th as an annual day of remembrance.
ABC's Maria Elena Salinas. Howler monkeys in Mexico are dying from the heat. The bodies of nearly 140 primates have been found in the Gulf Coast state of Tabasco, apparently dying from dehydration and just falling from trees. Mexico facing severe drought and triple-digit temperatures. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Former Janesville High School coach who hit a camera in a girl's locker room is heading to prison. 38-year-old Brian Kitzman was arrested in May of last year after the camera was discovered in a Craig High School locker room. Kitzman, who later admitted to secretly recording naked videos of girls as far back as 2015, pleaded guilty in December to several counts connected to the recordings. Rock County judge sentenced Kitzman Wednesday to 19 years in prison and 19 years of extended supervision, or 1 year for each of his victims. He'll be required to register as a sex offender for 15 years once he's released. A manure spill into a west central Wisconsin creek killed fish along more than a mile.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the failure of a dairy farm's manure handling system last weekend resulted in the spill. An angler reported the fish kill in Moore Creek in Monroe County on Saturday. The DNR then traced the kill back to that manure spill at the dairy farm. The agency did not identify the farm, but said an investigation is ongoing. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Madison utility expects it'll be a few days before power is fully restored following storms on Tuesday night.
Madison Gas and Electric spokesman Steve Schultz calls the severe storms historic and that they haven't seen numbers like this in decades as far as outages. Schultz says it was a big wind event with hurricane-force winds, which broke hundreds of poles. Just fixing one pole can take a full day. MG&E is reaching out to mutual assistance groups in an effort to secure additional crews to help with restoration efforts. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful sunshine day with highs hitting the mid-70s. It's the warmest and nicest day of the week, so get out and enjoy it. As more showers and thunderstorms surge in by tomorrow afternoon and linger through the evening. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 76.
The soy complex had a tough time holding on to mid-morning gains while wheat futures reversed early losses to end the day solidly higher. Corn was, kind of caught in the middle of the whole thing. The selling in lean hog futures continued, and live cattle futures closed lower for the first time in 8 trading days.
Live from the 8th day of the week via Farm Journal Studios, yes. This is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Pete Meyer from Muddy Boots Ag. And directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures, I'm the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson, now the host of AgriTalk, Chuck Lorre.
I was wondering if maybe there wouldn't be a little singing coming my way. You know, with something like 8 trading days. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy that you're talking about right there. That's what just happened. I don't need to sing. I'm taking the afternoon off. You got it, buddy.
Nobody is willing to pay or even leave the radio on to listen to me sing, dude.
You might be surprised.
Yeah. You're right. I've got the enemies and the haters out there that would love to hear that.
In all of my years of being on the radio, I've worked very hard to lower the bar. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a layup at this point, dude.
You think? Wow.
After some of the rubbish I've put out there.
Oh my goodness! Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That's Davis.
Hello.
We got Pete Meyer on the show today.
Did we bring out the Agri Welcome Mat? Muddy Boots. Is he going to be tracking all over the studio?
That is an Agri red carpet we are breaking out. For Mr. Pete Meyer. Yeah.
Except it wouldn't be crushed shag. It'd be like what is that? The plastic stuff, and it's really scratchy kind of, and it sticks up about an inch. That's our red carpet.
Yeah. Are you thinking of the indoor-outdoor variety of red carpet?
That's it. But long, like really long.
Really long.
You want to get really up all long. In those crevices in those boots.
Yeah, makes you want to get out there with the mower, that kind of a thing.
That's it.
Biofuels. You know we're going to talk about biofuels and where things are looking, pointing, and how producers might be responding to some of the incentives that are coming from not only the marketplace, but coming from government programs. Where is the incentive? We'll talk about that with Pete coming up. All right.
Like yeah. All right. Yeah.
Excellent. Let's get to the news. What do you got?
Chip, old crop wheat sales in the weekend of May 16 totaled nearly 18,000, or new crop sales of nearly 225,000 metric tons, both in line with trade expectations. Yeah. Neither did much to support prices. The International Grains Council cut its forecast for the 24-25 global wheat production by 3 million metric tons to 795 million. Most of the cut was based on lower crop potential from Russia and Ukraine. Wheat futures opened steady and traded mixed at mid-morning, then pushed higher into the close. July HRW wheat futures were 11 and one quarter cents higher at 710 and three quarters. July SRW wheat up a nickel to 698. July spring wheat closed at 744. That's up 7 1/2 cents, Chip.
Yeah, the IGC, it's not a lagging estimate that we normally see from IGC. Sometimes they get out in front of the market, and in this case, knocking 3 million tons off combined off of Russia and Ukraine. They're behind the private crop estimators, but they're not behind USDA.
Hmm. Well, export sales of corn in the weekend of May 16 of just over 911,000 metric tons were in line with trade expectations and with the four-week average sales pace. Increased risk for planting delays on the last 25% of the U.S. corn crop limited selling in corn futures. Forecasters see untimely storms over the next 10 to 14 days. The International Grains Council also cut its forecast for global corn production. The agency cut its outlook by 6 million metric tons to 1.22 billion metric tons. All of the cut was to the Argentine crop, which IGC now puts at 54 million metric tons. July corn opened fractionally lower and spiked support at 460 before recovering to close high range and above yesterday's high. July corn futures were 2 3/4 higher, 464. September corn up 3 cents, 473 1/4. December corn futures closed at 486 1/2. That's up 2 1/2 cents today.
Yeah, some of the issues in Argentina finally reflected there, and a close above Monday's high in corn futures. That's a positive move.
Soybean export sales, weekend of May 16, of just over 279,000 metric tons were at the low end of trade expectations and were 15% below the four-week average. Soybean meal sales of 145,000 metric tons were short of trade expectations. Planting delays for the last one-third of the bean crop are likely, but that had little influence on today's price action. July beans opened fractionally lower, rallied to spike a new high for the month, then turned back to post a close near session lows. July beans all told 7 cents lower, 12.39 1/4. August beans down 5 1/2 cents to 12.37 3/4. November beans closed at 12.16, down 2 1/4 cents. Chip.
Yeah, that July bean contract doesn't want anything to do with 12.50 right now, is the way it looks.
Well, cotton export sales nearly 203,000 metric tons topped the four-week average by 19%. And helped extend yesterday's upside breakout in futures. July cotton today was 234 points higher, 81.72. On your livestock's heavyweight, choice graded box beef prices were $2.50 lower in moderate morning trade, and that pulled fat cattle futures down for the first lower close in more than a week. June live cattle were 65 cents lower today at 183.52 1/2. October contract down 57 1/2 to 184.07 1/2. And August feeders were $1.45 lower at 261.45. And finally, June lean hogs today 87 1/2 lower at 94.52 1/2. October hogs down 52 1/2 cents to 82.97 1/2. Chip?
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. How you doing, Oliver?
I'm doing well, Chip. How about yourself?
Real good. July corn got to close over Monday's high. First time we got out over Monday's high this week. That looks pretty impressive, doesn't it?
A heck of a lot better than last week when you and I were talking.
Yeah,
that's for sure. But you know, as we mentioned last week, this is just the time of year where you see the volatility pick up a little bit more, and we're trading on both sides of the market. You've got bulls and bears really coming together, but that's what makes a market, and that's what makes this time of year such an exciting time of year for anybody involved in the grain markets. Now, I do think we could probably squeeze out a little bit more upside here in the near term, especially with today's close. I think we can go retest the highs, potentially get out above there. But we're starting to get to that time of year where, you know, we seasonally start to talk about a seasonal top here within the next month or so. So I would have some dates circled on the calendar where you got to have some decisions made by to be a little bit more proactive in playing defense going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, give me 30 seconds on wheat.
Oh, boy. The wheat market, it's been up, down, and all around, right at $7 at the end of the day. You know, it's been a series of higher highs and higher lows. I still think there's probably some upside left. I know a lot of people would probably argue against that, but the money flow is undeniable at this point. And as we always say, the trend is your friend. So I think there's probably a little bit more upside left in this wheat market.
All right. Looks like we're going to make a new high in the cash cattle market this week. You been to the butcher shop yet for Memorial Day grilling?
I placed my order yesterday afternoon. It's getting delivered tomorrow. So I'm doing my part, certainly. Nice to see the cattle market really hold strong. You know, seasonally, this is a time of year where we see cattle firm up on the board, and we're certainly seeing that play a role. This week, a little softer in today's trade, but heck, we had seven straight days of gains for live cattle, so a little bit of pullback ahead of a is probably healthy for the market.
Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. Thanks, buddy. We got Pete Meyer up next.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Go outside, I wanna be. So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wake up. Get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us this afternoon. I got to admit, I think about my buddy Mike Burdo every time I hear Van Halen as bump music.
Word to Mike Burdo. You out there, Burdo? You listening?
Shout out, buddy.
Hey-o!
I'm sure he spread manure. That guy, the guy spreads manure like all the time.
Yeah, but he's one of these guys that spreads manure without even using a tractor.
Oh,
see what
he's
I did
good
there?
At it.
See what
he's,
I did?
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
It gets deep, too.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
It'll make your boots all muddy if you're not careful.
Yeah, Berto's picking up what the cattle are laying down.
Moving on.
Pete Meyer, Muddy Boots Ag. How you doing, Pete?
Boy, you guys really beat to death the Muddy Boots thing, didn't you?
I don't know.
Just trying to get the word out, baby.
What is the situation there, Pete?
It's just the name of an LLC for tax purposes. Rather than put Peter Meyer Ag or whatever, it was just... Yeah. It's just an interesting name, that's all. No, it's not. No.
Yeah. So, what is your situation? Are you working with anybody now?
I'm working with Jared Creed at JC Ag Financial, and I'm a partner in a group called Regenerative Root Solutions, which you can find on the web at regenerativerootsolutions.com. And we're talking to farmers about sustainable practices, how we can get them paid from consumer packaging goods companies, which are paying farmers for said sustainable practices, with an eye towards the 45Z tax credit.
Yeah.
And then we're also in the futures business. So
yeah
I got a few things going on. A few things going on here at the moment. Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. This regenerative ag, it does not surprise me that you are looking at or involved in that side of the business, not so much because of regenerative ag, but because of the potential revenue that could be generated from some of the practices if you implement them on your farm, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And I mean, you know, for the consumer packaging goods companies, it's an interesting scenario because they are willing to pay certain farmers in certain areas for their practices just so that they can put the sustainable label on their packaging, right? That makes sense. They don't necessarily have to buy your corn or soybeans, but they, you know, they're willing to pay for it. But on the tax credit side, whether it be 40B or 45Z, I think you'd be surprised at how many farmers come to us and say, I am not going to let the government tell me how to farm.
Right.
And that's really not what's going on here. What's going on here is that if you have a lower carbon intensity for your corn, you know, your ethanol producer is going to get a tax credit for it, and there you should share in some of that revenue. But, you know, if you don't want to change your tilling practices, or you talked about Berto before, about manure, less synthetic fertilizer, or cover crops, that's your prerogative. The government's not telling you how to farm.
Right.
But through a tax credit, the government is telling you that, you know, your farming practices may be worth a little bit of money. And you know what we hear, Chip, a lot? I used to hear this all the time, where farmers would say, well, I'm collecting my data through John Deere Center or, you know, one of the other ones. Mm-hmm. You know, where's this data going? What's going on? You and I are old enough to remember when everybody thought, oh, my God, the data is going into the cloud and Goldman Sachs is seeing this data and they're trading off of my data on my field, which we all know is just nonsense. But this is the time where you can get paid for that data. You've been collecting that data for years now. So if we get some clarity on 45Z, and unfortunately we don't have it yet, Secretary Vilsack said we'd get it by May 15th. Today's May 23rd. Secretary Vilsack, if you're listening, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Because this is an important part of how farmers prepare for next year. And how they make their plans to market their corn for this year.
Yeah. On the we've got the 40B, as you said, which would apply to the 22 crop, 23 crop that's being turned into ethanol right now. The 45Z credits are going to be on the 24, 25, 26 crop, expire in 27. More than likely, there would be an effort to get some extension on those tax credits to keep the program running going into the future. But Pete, we're talking about getting decisions from the Treasury Department about farming. We would love to get these details by Labor Day. I, you know, by Labor Day, I think would be a huge win. It would give a ton of producers a lot of time to prepare if they so choose to participate in the program. But it's the Treasury Department, Pete. We're going to be waiting until September of 2025 for them to tell us what it will work or won't work in 2025.
Well, that's why we're working with the consumer packaging goods companies in the meantime, because they are here present currently now, willing to pay money for sustainable practices. I agree. Look, I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, the validation process on a carbon intensity score is very intense. We're actually talking with two very large, well-known nonprofits about their sustainability scoring and that and carbon intensity score. Because as you suggest with Treasury, I mean, if somebody slips up and let's say miscalculates your carbon intensity score and your ethanol plant can't withstand a audit from the IRS or Treasury or the Department of Energy, there's a tremendous amount of liability out there, right? So, I mean, this is one of those complex matters. But, you know, what concerns me the most is that here we have a situation like we have with the RFS, where the government tells you a year in arrears what the numbers were last year.
Yeah.
That's what they did with 40B.
Yep.
And this is what I've been saying to people. I mean, this is just, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, people may not realize 45Z started with the second George Bush. It lived through, George Bush's administration put that through. It lived through there. It lived through Obama. It lived through Trump. And now Biden is bringing it to the forefront. I mean, it's been around for a long time. This is not something new, right? Yeah. Would I have liked to have seen the farm to fly be part of the farm bill? Yeah, but here we are again with the farm bill, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a problem. But yes, it's true. I mean, this tax credit takes place on January 1st of 2025. Mm-hmm. Well, if you did not implement some of these practices for your current crop that's in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be an issue, because there are going to be some at the end or even midway through 2025. There are going to be those in the industry that are going to be saying, hey, come on, what's the deal? We're supposed to be getting feedstock from the ethanol industry for sustainable aviation fuel, and the feedstock isn't there. Why isn't it? Well, it's because the rules and the regs weren't known in time to provide the 24 crop. And it's you can see the risk of that in the future,
Well, the other
you and I have talked about this a long time. So,
the other risk that we have as well is that we've conducted extensive conversations with some of the protein guys, mm-hmm. and the protein guys, they want to lower their carbon footprint as well. So, what the protein guys are worried about is if this 45Z comes along, or when the 45Z comes along, that we're going to have a bifurcated cash market, right? That's a real problem. If you're a feed mill, let's say in the middle of Iowa, and you're surrounded by four ethanol plants, you have to compete with them. But mm-hmm. you also want to lower your carbon footprint. And a hog's carbon footprint is about 45% feed. So what are they going to be looking for? Lower carbon intensity corn.
Yeah.
Lower carbon intensity beans. Yeah. And we focus so much on the corn given the alcohol to jet or ethanol to SAF. But really, I mean, it also hits soybeans, because the CPGs, you know, they have made these promises. They've made these statements. They need to stand by them.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. It is really something. So are you still feeling confident in you're one of the first that used the phrase domestication of the soybean market. Are you still confident mm-hmm. that's the direction we're pointed?
A little bit less, because, you know, we just haven't had any traction on the low carbon fuel standard. So far, we still only have it in three states, California, Washington, Oregon. There's a movement in New York. There's a movement in New Jersey. We keep hearing from Illinois and Iowa and Minnesota that they're going to do something. I mean, really, you know, the low carbon fuel standard really depends on who's going to buy this stuff. There's only so much renewable diesel you can pump into those three states on the left coast, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going slower than I would have thought on that front.
Okay. All right. You know, we're going to continue this conversation here a little bit as we get into the next segment with Pete Meyer from Muddy Boots Ag. A couple of other things that I want to get into. Let's talk about the planting season that we've had to date, what it might mean for yields later in the season, and what, of course, that means for the markets. Pete Meyer.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. Where July HRW wheat futures were 11¼ cents higher at 7.10¾. July SRW wheat up a nickel, 6.98. July corn futures were 2¾ cents higher at 4.64. December corn futures closed at 4.86½. That's up 2½ cents today. July soybean futures were 7 cents lower at 12.39¼. November bean futures closed at 12.16. That's down 2¼ cents on the day. July cotton today, 234 points higher, 81.72. On your livestock, June fat cattle were 65 cents lower at 183.52½. August feeder futures $1.45 lower, 261.45. June lean hog futures 87½ cents lower at 94.52½. Get more market news every market day. Visit TryProFarmer.com.
Retirement can be scary.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful sunshine day with highs hitting the mid-70s. It's the warmest and nicest day of the week, so get out and enjoy it. As more showers and thunderstorms surge in by tomorrow afternoon and linger through the evening. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 76.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk, what more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We're in the middle of a conversation with Pete Meyer, Muddy Boots Ag. Pete, you're a big picture guy. Dow is 600 points lower as we speak. from the ag commodities perspective, does that mean anything?
No. No, I don't. Excuse me. No, I don't think so. I mean, here we are. We made I look at the broader markets. So I look at the S&Ps, right? The S&P futures made a 5-day high and a 5-day low today. I mean, does the volatility tell you that there's possibly a top coming in? I mean, yesterday we focused on the Fed minutes. You and I had this discussion very long ago where we both agreed that 4 rate cuts were just not going to happen. I think we both agreed that, you know, maybe we'd get 2. Now we're not going to get any. It's just not going to happen, right? Oh, inflation is stubborn.
Really?
No kidding. I had to stop myself from using the word I wanted to use. You know, no kidding. But, you know, you start to look at stuff, and like gasoline futures are the same price they were last year. Heating oil futures are a little bit higher than they were last year at this point. You know, and that's a big part of it. So what that tells you is that, I mean, it's just, you know, these, I'm all for people making more money, but, you know, you also see, what was I reading the other day? The amount of chain restaurants that are closing this year. Mm-hmm. By like, you know, okay, everybody knows about Red Lobster, but, you know, closing, going bankrupt. Yeah. All these other ones that are just, you know, out of money. And, you know, California put in the $20 minimum wage, and a lot of those restaurants are being closed there. People are just not going out to eat. I mean, they just, they look at it. Simple thing for me. I start every day with a large iced tea from Dunkin' Donuts. It was like $2.50 last year. It's $3.50 this year. Yeah. Don't tell it, you know, okay, by the grace of God, I can. Unless, I mean, you just have to look at it and say, really?
Yep.
So, yep.
Okay,
you know,
well, I'll give you mine on that one. I make coffee every morning. It's Folgers. It's pretty simple stuff. Right now, it's about $9.50 for the big can. A year ago, I went back and looked, it was about $11. Okay, so it's down. But you go back 2 years ago, and it was about $7. Right. So, affordability,
but let's look at the difference. Let's look at the difference between your cup of Folgers and my cup of Dunkin' Donuts green iced tea. My cup of Dunkin' Donuts green iced tea has to be handled by people that need to get paid. You're doing it yourself. That's the difference in the price. The labor becomes the price, right? Now we can go back and say, well, the Fed threw too much money in during the pandemic and everything got cheap and you know, or there was too much money around. I totally get that. But the fact of the matter is that as soon as labor touches something, that's where the price has gone up. I mean, Chip, let's go back to ag. Let's talk about what John Deere is doing in Waterloo.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Laying off.
Now,
it
wasn't that long ago that the United Auto Workers, and I don't mean to pick on unions, but the United Auto Workers was doing a celebratory dance around their contract with John Deere. How's that working out for you now? Right. And the question now becomes is that contract was the basis for the contracts with the big three, Stellantis, GM, and Ford. How's that going to work out? Have you gone past your, I'm sure you have, your local car dealer all over the place, whether I'm in Iowa or Illinois or whatever, they're chock full with cars now. What's going to happen now?
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm
know.
With you. There,
so
there's
to your point on the stock market, I mean, you know, To quote my dear friend Alan Greenspan, unbridled exuberance comes to mind all the time. But the fact of the matter is, if you try to stand in the way of this thing, the money flow is just going to run you over.
Right. And that has been proven time and time again. That's the amazing thing about it. Okay, yeah. Let's talk planning progress. Anything got you worried?
Yep. No. I mean, I think that, you know, so we're about 7 points higher than typical late plant. I saw something online the other day. They were talking about it. Yeah, I guess we were 75%. Personally, I think the numbers were a little bit low last week. So let's say corn, for instance, let's say we're at 73, 74, 75. Typically around this time of year, we're at 18%. So that's going to be lower. So what does that mean? That's going to mean that, you know, you could probably take a few bushels off of your trend line. Are we, you know, 179.5, 180, if you believe in the trend line? It's probably still there. But, you know, I mean, the next question is, you know, prevent plant and acres. I mean, I was of the opinion that, you know, the prospective plantings numbers, which NAS hates, Lance and the boys, they hate that number, or they just hate it in general. I thought it was about 2 million acres too low, and I thought those 2 million acres would go into corn, and we'd plant 92 million. Now I don't know anymore. You know, now I'm thinking, well, maybe we're going to plant 91. You know, you know, the soybean numbers seem to make perfect sense to me. So, you know, did we lose some acres? But, you know, I mean, you talk to a guy like Treg Cronin out in South Dakota, he's got his crop in, but, you know, guys are talking about taking prevent plant out there, and he says, you know, it was such a nightmare the last time I had to take it that most people will do everything they can to, you know, to get
to
it
plant
in the
crop.
But
yeah,
right. But I mean, you know, when you also start to look at like from your alma mater, ISU, the ISU Mesonet, I mean, you look at how wet it's been. It's really just totally focused in Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, crop, the
it's
Northwest
crazy.
Crop, the north, right. The Northwest quadrant. Our Northwest Crop District, second wettest in 132 years.
Yeah.
West Central, wettest in 132 years. North Central, wettest in 132 years. It's nuts. But then you just go across the border to Nebraska, and they're like in the 20s or the 30th wet, still wet. Yeah. And then you get to like, you know, Illinois, the center of Illinois is like the 75th wet, which is, you know, right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing.
Yeah,
and
there's
I mean,
some areas there in eastern Nebraska, 17 inches of rain in the last month.
Yeah.
In Nebraska, dude. What the
but
world?
Damn it. I am so glad to get rid of the drought word this year because it's so overused. Let's, you know. But, you know, a wise farmer once told me years ago when I first got in the business that he'd rather have it dry to wet because he knows what to do with dry. He doesn't know what to do with wet.
Right. Right.
Suffocation of roots, compaction, you name it. It could be a problem. But you know, never mind the fact you know, the terrible stuff that happened in the Omaha suburbs and Greenfield. You know, I mean, you know, if anybody doesn't think climate change is moving around, well, like Tornado Alley took a big step north this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. What's the upside potential in this corn market?
I think it's going to be a grind to $5. I think we can get the $5. That's not going to be very happy, a happy time for some producers that we know. And many people know that probably their cost of production is in the 515 to 525 area. But I think I've been kind of on the record here in the last month, Chip, to say it's going to be a grind. And it has been a grind. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope it just wake up one morning, it's 10 higher. We're trading 495. We could trade at $5, 501, something like that. But, you know, outside of that, I don't really see some upside potential, that much more upside potential. Your handsome newsman was talking about them reducing the Argentina crop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that helps a little bit as well. The Russian wheat crop is probably sub 85. The USDA was at 88. I think we're probably between 80 and 85. The wheat market is certainly reflective of that. Back over $7 again on the close in the front month. You know, that's all supportive. But you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier as well in your opening comments. These beans are just like, you know, it's one of those markets when they look the best, you got to sell them. When they look the worst, you got to buy them.
Today
it looked so good in the morning. And next thing you know, we closed down 7.5 cents.
Yep. Yep.
It's like they're on drugs.
Yeah.
Taking one of these energy drinks or something. I don't, and the rush kind of runs out after the opening. I don't get it, but very strange.
Yeah.
Well, strange. And
you make a great observation right there, Pete. When the early upside momentum drains out of the market late in the day, nobody trusts it. Nobody trusts the early strength. So they're looking for their opportunity to jump in there and sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I.
Yeah, pretty tough.
What else? What other world problems can we solve today, Chip?
The one thing that I am curious about or that I've got on my list that I wanted to get to, what are you hearing on the Brazilian corn crop? Anything on that Safrina crop?
No.
Okay. All right, that solves that.
I just don't. Yeah, I think you know me for a long time. I'm not going to make up stuff here. I'm just not hearing anything about it. I'm really not. I think that, and when I say I'm not hearing anything, that's from people down there, right? They're just not. Now, are they quiet because it's bigger than they thought, or are they quiet because it's smaller than they thought? Who knows? I mean, okay. I don't.
Okay.
But I just don't. I don't see it as a market mover.
Take a minute. Take 1 minute, yes, no sir. More, and explain to me why jet fuel producers are importing sugarcane ethanol from Brazil.
Extremely low CI score, and it's a feedstock that's readily available, and they can get a tax credit from it. Believe it or not, the tax credit is not based on the where the feedstock was domiciled, where the feedstock came from. So if I was LanzaJet, you're referring to LanzaJet in mm-hmm. Georgia, sure, I'd be importing it as fast as I could. There is demand for sustainable aviation fuel. And because if you look at whether it's United, Delta, Southwest, airlines that we work with all the time, you look at their ESG statements, that there's no way they get there without turning alcohol to jet. The problem you have with Brazil is that Brazil will not be a reliable supplier. And by that, I mean, when they have a big sugar crop, they raise the ethanol rate at home. When they have a big bean crop, they raise the biodiesel, you know, component at home. So you can only trust them when they have a big crop.
Yeah, that's right. Pete, great to talk with you again, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate your time. Good luck, everybody.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Up your lineup with new Zalo Herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty Herbicide. Get post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for everyone are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal Davis Michelson here. Chip Flory as well today. Yes. You know what? Let's start with thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate you. A good conversation with Pete Meyer.
Yeah.
Of Muddy Boots Ag and other apparently places. He's got a whole thing going on.
Oh, yeah. He's working with a lot of people in a lot of different capacities right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's
and,
cool.
Yeah, it's good all good. Him. Yeah.
Let's start with Oliver. Volatility ramps up this time of year anyway. So what are we getting so excited about? I'm not sure that's right. The way he said it, but we're in a volatile portion here. Seems like maybe, you know, be a good time to think about doing something, right, before it gets away or no?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what we always talk about is be there before the market gets there, right?
That's right.
Even if doing something is getting your price orders in place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get it done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought about barging into the conversation about the low-carbon score. We'll just use corn, the low-carbon score crops.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think, and I'm probably thinking about this all wrong, okay? This is all out the window if you're delivering directly to the commercial user. You're taking it straight to the ethanol plant. You're taking it straight to Lanza, you know, whatever they're doing there, whatever. I'm thinking about the used cooking oil thing, dude, with the accusation being China takes this delicious palm oil that's perfectly fine and unspoiled.
Right.
And dips a hot dog in it, and now suddenly they're going to ship it to us as though it is, in fact, used cooking oil.
Cooking oil.
So who's going to handle this grain? He talked about a bifurcated cash market, and that sounds awfully complicated. Now, if an elevator's going to handle this, they got to keep it separate somehow. They've got to keep it. I don't know.
Ding,
man.
Ding.
This is just a ding, new wrinkle ding, that ding. Is kind of unfolding
ding,
in my
ding,
head.
Ding,
dude.
Ding, 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 ding. You are exactly right. Senator Grassley, some people like the short little videos that Senator Grassley does on his social media.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I think, maybe didn't need to do that one. He did one standing in front of the DNH elevator.
Oh, is that right? Uh-huh.
And talking about how in the world are we going to be able to deliver corn to this elevator, and then the elevator's going to have to keep things separate?
Yeah.
You know, based on a carbon intensity score, and take the low carbon intensity score corn in that direction and the normal or regular or whatever it's going to be called corn, mm-hmm. and put it in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the deal. In other words, it's a big concern. It's a paperwork nightmare and bookkeeping mm-hmm. nightmare is what it really amounts to. But here's the other thing. If it starts out as a premium market for low carbon intensity corn, mm-hmm. I get that. All right, let's get paid for that. Let's get paid for that. But we have seen it in the corn market too many times. And matter of fact, if you see this once, it's too many times, and it's been more than once. But where the premium market becomes the expected standard,
uh-huh.
and it becomes the regular price for corn. So you go from a premium market to, oh, wow. No, the board price that you see there, that's for the low carbon intensity corn. If you've got something that I can't put in that program, go to my discount schedule.
Hmm.
And that's no fun.
Yeah.
When we start talking about discounts, not just simply based on quality, does it make number two yellow corn, mm-hmm. but on production practices and the carbon intensity, could we get to the point where there's a discount schedule in place?
Oof.
That's complicated, as Pete just said. The other thing that Pete said was the low carbon corn is going to become the market because is the market going to demand beef finished with low carbon intensity corn?
Pork. About it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What mm-hmm. about pork produced with low carbon corn? Yep. What about chickens and eggs? Yeah. So that's the direction it goes. Therefore, you go very quickly from, yeah, we'll pay a premium for low carbon corn, mm-hmm. to low carbon corn is the market, to a discount schedule if it's not low carbon corn.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. But it, you know, people have gone out and looked for grass fed beef, milk based.
That's very
pork.
Low carbon.
I mean, whatever you want, you know, it's out there. Has the organic lettuce market destroyed the conventional lettuce market for the producer?
Not at the Flory House.
Yeah.
Has it taken a bite out of conventional production?
Mm-hmm.
That may be.
Yeah.
You know what? We should talk to somebody at the Packer.
That's a good idea.
And find out exactly what the organic market has done to the conventional production market.
See, and the grocery store has it figured out. They have an organic shelf, an organic cooler, or at least at my local grocery store, and then they have, you know, non-organic stuff on a whole different shelf.
Right.
It's very easy for me, the consumer, to keep that all straight.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
They keep it simple for guys like me.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
All right, National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook, May 29th through June 2nd. We've got above normal temperatures expected in the western production areas, northern Wisconsin, all of Minnesota, western Iowa, far western Missouri, Arkansas, and points to the west are looking at above normal temperatures. Near normal temperatures in southern Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, eastern Missouri, Illinois, and then a mix of near normal to below normal in the far eastern production areas. Above normal precipitation expected basically west of the Mississippi, near normal east of the Mississippi. All right, thank you so much for listening. We got the free-for-all tomorrow morning on AgriTalk.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission, or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything.